The slow food movement began in Italy in the 1980s as a response to the dominance of fast food, industrial agriculture, and factory farms. It has since spread around the globe, with an estimated 100,000 members in 150 countries.
Yeah, we live in an age where fast food is still problematic and where, you know, childhood diabetes and obesity is still a problem.
Food writer John Haddad is chair of Slow Food RVA.
Our mantra is, you know, we'd rather pay the farmer than pay the doctor. So we're all about preaching good, clean, fair food.
Good, referring to quality, flavor, and satisfaction. Clean, meaning healthy for people, animals, and the environment. And fair, in terms of costs and conditions. The Richmond chapter also has its own motto.
Celebrate, educate, and advocate. The movement started about protecting the pleasures of the table. We have to eat every day, and we want to make it as pleasurable an experience as possible.
Slow Food RVA combines celebration with education at public events, like potlucks, farm tours, and food tastings. At Tuckahoe Plantation, the boyhood home of Thomas Jefferson, Slow Food RVA recently brought together growers, chefs, and local food advocates for their biannual Graze event. Graze invites Virginia chefs to collaborate with local producers so they can access fresh seasonal products that don't have to be transported thousands of miles. At this gathering, Pasture, Rappahannock, Heritage, and others are all using local ingredients.
Pork loin, coming from Lockhart Farms.
Pickled Hand of the Woods mushrooms and pickled ramp relish.
Pea and mint soup.
We use grits from Ashland at Bird's Mill.
Many here are promoting a slow food initiative called the Arc of Taste. The international project catalogs small-scale food that is native to a specific region and part of that culture's identity. Anyone can nominate an item, including cheeses, breads, oils, and herbs. Once accepted, the items are boarded into the ARC's database.
Just like Noah, we onboard vegetables and fruits and animals, varieties that are either on the verge of or in danger of going extinct because of big ag, and we try to save them and educate people about them and provide seeds and for farmers to start raising them. And, you know, a lot of the education we do is around taste. We put these heirloom varieties and arc breeds, you know, up against, you know, industrial bred, you know, varieties. And there's no comparison. The taste of the heritage breeds just blows them away.
We have with us two ducks here. We have a Welsh Harlequin duck, and we have a Cayuga duck.
Jocelyn Lockhart helps run Lockhart Family Farms with her spouse, Josiah, where they use the Arc of Taste list in their efforts to bring back rare and heritage breeds.
Cayuga is an American breed of duck, a beautiful black duck with a greenish sheen. And it was a traditional meat duck until about 100 years ago when we had more industrial breeds that they started to make. It's now on the threatened endangered breed list. So we're trying to bring it back and create a market for this duck again.
To showcase the Arc of Taste heritage breeds, Estelio executive chef Craig Smith and his team stayed up all night working on a turducken using locally raised animals from the Lockhart family farm.
He had a bunch of birds, all Arc of Taste certified, a Plymouth Rock chicken, a Cayuga duck, and a Bourbon Red Tom turkey.
So Smith rose to the challenge of the complex dish, which consists of stuffing deboned chicken into a duck, then into a turkey.
We kind of thought we knew what we were doing. And then we get into it, we start deboning them, and the game plan changed a couple times.
That's because heritage breeds are different from mass-produced poultry. Smith says they're a bit slimmer, and there's more fat. Smith said they also used parts of two other Arc of Taste animals, a Tamworth hog and silver fox rabbits, along with local bred, in the stuffing.
So there's a pig, three birds, and then the rabbit offal, the liver, the kidney, the heart, like the sort of nasty bits, if you will, we made into a pate and mixed with some other bread. Yeah, so it was real crazy. I think it was the first time anyone's ever done it. All five animals were Arc of Taste.
Slow Food RVA hopes to hold another Graze event in the fall, and this summer they're working with Hands on Greater Richmond to offer an urban farming camp for teens. In September, they're partnering with the Virginia Association for Biological Farming on a new initiative, Shake the Hands That Feed You. The two-day tour will connect residents with producers at 14 organic and ecological farms in the Richmond area. For Virginia Currents, this is Catherine Kamp, WCVE News.